Can you guys hear me okay? Our scripture reading today comes from the book of Romans. Romans chapter 12, verse 9 to 18. Romans chapter 12, verse 9 to 18. Just follow along. Let love be without hypocrisy. Abhor what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in brotherly love. Give preference to one another in honor, not lagging behind in diligence, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord, rejoicing in hope, persevering in tribulation, devoted to prayer, contributing to the needs of the saints, practicing hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and curse not. Rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep. Be of the same mind toward one another. Do not be haughty in mind, but associate with the lowly. Do not be wise in your estimation. Never pay back evil for evil to anyone. Respect what is right in the sight of all men. If possible, so far as it depends on you, be at peace with all men. Never take your own revenge, beloved, but leave room for the wrath of God, for it is written, "Vengeance is mine, I'll repay," says the Lord. Amen. I just want to continue on the theme of repentance, reconciliation. As you guys know, we have Dean Sherman coming this weekend, and he's going to be teaching. I mean, he is, you know, an authority on the teaching of relationships, and so we're really excited about that. And the verses we just read, I mean, every single sentence I read had to do with something about relationships. You know, how do we interact with one another? How do we interact in certain situations? What do we do against our enemies? What do we do, you know, even in the context of our church? And you can literally just go down this and make a list. You know, let love be without hypocrisy. You know, abhor what is evil, cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in brotherly love. Give preference to one another, right? That means if you prefer something, a certain situation or a comfort or a restaurant or a seat, give preference. Not lagging behind in diligence, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord, rejoicing in hope, devoted to prayer, you know, praying for one another, contributing to the needs of the saints, blessing, you know, the needs of those in our church, you know, people who are serving, you know, not just pastors, but, you know, people who serve in ministries. And so you can literally just go down a list. And yesterday, I just saw another amazing encounter and picture of how God can work through, yes, you know, people who have been broken, people who have made mistakes, and yet through the Holy Spirit and through humility can bring people together. And what happened yesterday during our Call to All conference, I went to a couple workshops. One of them I left early because I also wanted to hear Cindy Jacobs speak, and she was leading a seminar on empowering women in ministry. And so I thought, you know, no big deal, you know. I don't care if I'm the only guy there. And I walk in, and it felt like there's like 1,000 men in there. And I guess they had something that, you know, they felt drawn to that they wanted to receive also. And I got there towards the tail end, and so I think most of her teaching was done. And she started going into her ministry time. And let me just say this about her. You know, I've heard, you know, in the last couple of years, I've heard so much about her, you know, her prophetic gifts. And, you know, all those things aside, I just, she is a woman, a humble woman. I mean, I was expecting, like, you know, all this, like, you know, prophecies and, like, power coming down. And, man, she was just a humble, broken woman. And her love was so real, so obvious. And that, more than anything, it just, man, it was connecting with me. It was connecting with the people she was ministering to. And what she had done, she gave a personal testimony, and she was saying, you know, there was a time where at one point in my life I had said to myself, it would have been better if I were born a man, or it would have been easier if I was born a man. And she just shared how she had confessed that to the Lord. And she brought this to this conference, and must have been, you know, near 1,000 women sitting in this
workshop, and she said, if you've ever felt that, you know, at any time in your life, you know, if the enemy has come in and brought this thought, you know, it would have been easier maybe if I was born a man. And so all these women, like hundreds and hundreds, just started coming up. And she had them all come to the front. And she prayed over them. And then she did something really neat. She brought an elderly man. I mean, he might have been in his 70s, 80s perhaps. You know, a really burly guy, gray, whitish hair. You know, you could see his eyebrows from a mile away. Just, you know, I think he was a New Zealander. And he came up and he just started saying, hey, you know, women, sisters, you know, I am a man. And I know that many men have hurt you in your lives. You know, and he started confessing. You know, he said, you know, I'm a man. I'm a husband. I'm a father. I'm also an uncle. I'm a brother. I'm a cousin. I'm a pastor. I'm a leader. And I could have been, you know, any one of those people. And he's speaking to these 800, you know, kneel down, literally with tears coming down. I could have been any one of these people who had hurt you, who had wronged you, who had offended you, who had made you feel less, who had put you down. And so on behalf of, you know, these men, you know, he knelt and literally, you know, he doesn't know any of these women, literally stood in the gap and took the place and the shame. I mean, I can't even imagine what it felt like for him to have these 800, 700, you know, some of these women, you know, just terribly abused, looking at him, you know, possibly with anger or whatnot. I mean, at some points he had to look down, but Cindy Jacobs said, no, keep looking, look at their faces. And here he was, and it was an amazing picture of what Christ did. This man had done nothing wrong to these women, yet he came and interceded and came into the gap and took upon himself the shame of others and asked forgiveness on their behalf. And that's what Christ did. You know, he took the burdens and the sins, you know, that were mine, that were yours, and he mediated between us and Christ. And it was an amazing, beautiful picture. And I realized, you know, as Christians, we're called to do that. Right? As Christians, we're called to stand in the gap. As Christians, we're called to take a burden that's not ours and to get in the middle and to be that light, to be that bridge, literally. And this ministry of the Holy Spirit will flow and work through you. I mean, you know, I can't speak for everyone, but man, people were healed that moment. As he was interceding, as he was taking the shame and burden upon himself, and he asked forgiveness, and then Cindy Jacobs had the women, you know, profess out loud, "We forgive you," speaking into this person, perhaps what had happened to themselves through others in their lives, and it was just a glorious picture of a man, of a person, called by God. Standing in the gap and taking on a burden so that others could grow, could be blessed, could be encouraged, could be set free to what God had intended them to do. A humble act. It was truly a beautiful sight. You know, the passage I read today, the one verse that I really wanted to kind of close out with, in verse 15, rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep. You know, a heart of compassion. Christ, you know, in his glory in heaven, you know, we know he came down to earth and he experienced things here in this life. I'm sure he understood what death was. I'm sure he, you know, he's all-knowing. He's God. He understands. But to be in the flesh and to smell death, and to walk with people and then to see them die and to see their flesh decay. In reference in John chapter 11, 35, you know, when Lazarus had passed away, you know, he had intentionally taken a day or two longer to arrive. And he arrived and he wept. You know, he was on the scene. He was a part of it. He, He wept with those who wept. His heart had compassion for us, not distant, you know, in some throne, but literally feet to this earth like the rest of us. And his heart went out in compassion. And so I want to close with that thought today. Let's bow our heads this morning. Are we allowing the compassion of Christ? Are we making ourselves available? Are we willing to carry a burden that is not our own? You know, is there a situation? You know, some place where, man, one and one, two individuals are just in the darkest, you know, situation, and they're just so struggling, and they're like head to head. I mean, could we possibly just kind of get a foot in there? You know, are we willing to inconvenience ourselves a little bit? Are we willing to carry a weight or a shame even on behalf of someone else? And truly, it's impossible. Man, why would any man or woman want to do this? But in Christ, It's not like taking medicine. We're compelled. The Spirit it stirs within us, and God guides us and leads us into situations, and He gives us words and He gives us prayers. Man, we are truly the salt and light of the earth, and we need to be sprinkled here. We need to be dashed there. So I just challenge us this morning, and just, you know, say this prayer: God, where can I carry a burden? Where can I be a mediator? Christ, how can I be like you today? How can I set someone free? How can I be used? Lord, I'm willing and I'm available. God, put me in the gap. There are so many broken relationships, God, even in my own life. And Lord, I recognize, God, that there are people that have been willing to stand in the gap for me, that have brought me to a place of refreshing or freedom. And I thank you, God. Lord, let me be a blessing to others. Let's just spend some time and pray that before the Lord. Let's pray for our ministries this week. Let's pray for our house churches that are meeting tonight and the remainder of the week. Let's pray for this weekend, especially as we have Dean Sherman coming, that God would just prepare the hearts of those in which His Word will fall upon. That God would just work powerfully. And I really feel that He's going to tighten this church. He's going to tighten this ship. And we're just getting ready. We're getting prepped and prepped. And there's so much training. And then we're going to be dispersed. And then we're going to go into this city. So just pray over the weekend. Pray for Pastor Sam. He's returning Friday morning. And just pray a blessing over all our meetings this week, our Sunday school, our two services on Sunday, IP and youth group. And just pray over all our meetings that God would come and be the center of it all. Pastor Nate will lead us in a song. let's just pray. God, what can we possibly give to you? God, you are so deserving of everything. God, what can we possibly give? God, we just want to give in thanksgiving. God, we want to give the best that we can of our hearts to you. God, what we do have, God, we willingly and gladly and humbly lay before you. God, we know that you can take little things and do tremendously amazing things in this life. So God, out of a heart of thanksgiving, not out of obligation, God, we submit ourselves to you. God, this morning, this day, God, use it for your glory. God, bless somebody. God, let somebody recognize and sense in their spirit, Jesus, that you are Lord and that you are alive and that you are living and active through every one of your disciples. And so, God, we just humble ourselves, Lord. We just confess, God, if there's been any barriers, Lord God, any attitudes, Lord, that need to be adjusted. God, we just submit it to you, Lord God. We pray against any of the lies that the enemy, that Satan wants to just fill us with, Lord God, so that we get so consumed with ourselves and our own tasks. God, we lay all these things down before you. God, nothing is more important this day than to worship and glorify you with our every breath. And so we come to you, God, this morning, our first hour, and we give it to you gladly. In Jesus' name, amen. Bless you guys. Have a great morning.